When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
Philadelphia, the home of many controversies, from quarterback to, I don't even want to get into it, but now the biggest controversy, the talk of the town, is somehow the tight end position. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Philly Pod. I am the co-host, everybody's favorite young up-and-coming star here in the media. Let's just call it what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen Conrad Jr. of the Philly Pod, always joined by Victor Williams, the host, the creator, the mastermind.
Thank you.
The guy that doesn't pay any mind to the haters on Twitter anymore. Literally, so you guys with 20 followers, you aren't even getting blocked. You're not even getting muted anymore because Victor doesn't have time for it. We're putting out daily content. We're talking about the tight end position here on the Eagles. That is what we're talking about. Howard Roseman, we gotta talk. Vic, yeah, fill everybody in. So, what is going on with the tight end position here?
So essentially, as you eloquently so put it, no QB controversy this year, but we might have a tight end one on our hands because now that Zach Ertz is back and Dallas Goedert contract negotiations have stalled, now we are somehow in the midst of people wondering which tight end we should bring back beyond 2021. Now, obviously, before Dallas Goedert was the heir to the throne, you know, Zach Ertz's successor, and now people are trying to convince themselves that maybe we should potentially bring back Zach Ertz. And like, so instead of paying, people are thinking about like the Mark Andrews money. Mark Andrews just got paid $56 million for 4 years. And people are looking at that like that's a good starting point for Dallas Goedert. Now, mind you, Dallas Goedert has not been as productive as Mark Andrews has been for Baltimore the last few years. So that argument is already out the door. So essentially, people are now trying to figure out, should we bring Zach Ertz back next year for less money and let guys like Jack Stahl or Tyree Jackson be the tight end too and let them flourish? Now, mind you, Tyree Jackson hasn't played substantial NFL regular season snaps. He had a strong training camp before he got hurt. Jack Stahl is undrafted, mind you. He made
actually 53. Tyree Jackson is a new, you know, he just started playing tight end.
Yeah, he's a converted quarterback. He's literally a converted quarterback, which the Eagles love, by the way. They love
what
they
are love we doing?
You know what QB Factory means? QB Factory means we bring quarterbacks and convert them to other players. Greg Ward, Tyree Jackson. I'm surprised they didn't draft Chaz Surratt because he used to be a quarterback that would have been a linebacker. But essentially, people are trying to say maybe we can bring back Zach Ertz for less money and let Tyree Jackson and or Jack Stahl develop underneath him. So now people are trying to figure out which tight end are we bringing back. Steven, if it was up to you, if you are a betting man, if you are Howie Roseman, which way are you leaning? Are you bringing back Zach Ertz for less money and letting these other tight ends develop? Or are you bringing back Dallas Goedert? You're going to pay him, keep him around, and roll with Goedert for the foreseeable future.
You can't let Dallas Goedert walk.
Thank you. That's the end of that show. We can end it right here. That's all I had to
This team is going to have so much cap space starting next year when Carson Wentz's salary comes off of the books. Yo. Yes, I said Wentz. This guy's been injured three times already for the Colts.
You inherited the Skip Bayless nickname that we've hated for so long. Carson Wentz. This is horrible.
You can't let this guy walk. There's so many people. If you listen around the NFL, by the way, like I know we are so narrow-minded and focused here on just Philly. So many people around the NFL love Dallas Goedert. They know what he brings to the game. A lot of people have him in the top 10 tight ends in the NFL. He does more than just catch the ball. He's amazing in run blocking. He's young. Many believe he can take the next step and be among some of the best receiving tight ends in the league. And, well, I mean, you kind of need to give the guy an opportunity to do so. Like, come on. Like, why are we not going to pay the guy? And for all the people you had mentioned, Mark Andrews' contract, who he's going to be making roughly, what, $14, $15 million a year? Does Goddard deserve that? Probably not quite as much, but I think he should get paid the top dollars. They need to extend him. They can't let him go. He's a foundational piece of this team. He's been great for this team. I know he has his injury concerns and stuff like that, but man, what is going on? We were just paying Alshon Jeffrey like $12 million, guys. Yeah, why are we being cheap? Why are you guys
all for keeping both? I'm all for
keeping.
This isn't
your money. The people on Twitter, this isn't your money. That's not your money.
People really do act like we're paying them out of pocket, these players. But I would be all for bringing back Zach Ertz for cheap and keeping Dallas Goedert. Like, I'm not, in no scenario am I getting rid of Dallas Goedert.
Now you guys
want
to get rid of both?
Now listen, people are citing the injury woes, and I get that because he played in 11 games last season. He missed some time. And his last few seasons, he had 524 yards last year, 46 catches, 2019, 607 yards. 607 yards and 58 catches. So the production is there, and Dallas Goedert spoke in his press conference, which we noted in yesterday's video, and he was saying that his agent thought that they would have a deal by now. They didn't. They moved to another correction. Negotiations are stalled for the time being. He's just focused on playing football, and it's going to work itself out. So now people are looking into that and saying, wow, maybe Zach Ertz. Maybe there's a reason why Zach Ertz is back. Maybe they don't like what they see in Dallas Goedert, and that's why they're keeping Zach Ertz. And now all these narratives are just starting to spin, when in reality, they mended their relationship with Ertz, and they just didn't figure out the numbers yet with Dallas Goedert. And that's it. We don't have to make anything else out of it. We don't have to say, like, they favor Ertz over Goedert, and they're going to let Goedert walk. Zach Ertz is finishing his career here. Tyree Jackson is next in line. I get it. He was exciting, but you can't draw any conclusions just now from Tyree Jackson, at least not until he comes back from his back injury. So it's just wild to me how these scenarios curate themselves out of literally thin air, because I doubt the Eagles are even considering letting Dallas Goedert walk for nothing. It's insane to me. I don't understand how we even got to this situation. It's never a dull day. You can't just let the roster be what it is. It's always got to be somebody's having some type of controversy. It's wild.
We're here to put all of that to bed. Okay?
Literally putting it to rest. Dallas Goedert is here and not going anywhere. They let Richard Rodgers go. Steven's favorite player, Dick Rod, is not here anymore, so you can't let Dallas Goedert go.
And I'm a big fan of Tyree Jackson, but you guys are crazy to think he's ready to just all of a sudden next season take that next step. We're just going to let Dallas Goedert walk, who, by the way, we used a second-round pick on, and he's been one of the highest-graded tight ends in the NFL the last couple of years. Got Zach Ertz still, like you said. Like, they're not going to let him walk. I know I am 100% all in on extending him, and I think the Eagles will do whatever they can to do that. They're not stupid. I know I sit up here and cap for Howie Roseman. But
you're not,
like,
the one capping.
Kid ourselves, though,
it's literally not at the, you.
What's that?
You're not the one capping. It's not you for Howie Roseman.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You won't find that here. But, like, let's not ignore. I know I was sitting up here giving, you know, Goedert the benefit of the doubt. At the same time, though, man, like, this is a prove it year for him, though. Like, if he wants those top dollars, like, they're going to talk numbers after this season. And speaking of numbers, like, Goedert needs to play,
there's other things they have to figure out, too. Like, they have Goedert, they have to figure out Mailata. Like, it's more, they have all these guys they have to figure out. And just because Goedert is stalled for the time being doesn't mean the Eagles are disinterested from bringing him back. And I know the rumors were going around from certain sources, Matt Lombardo and those guys reported that they were in talks about trading Goedert to Minnesota before Minnesota went in the direction they did and secured another tight end. But they were saying that there was a deal that they were discussing centered around Dallas Goedert. What I believe is that the Vikings called Philadelphia in regards to Goedert, you know, and they probably asked for some crazy price, a first rounder, and the Vikings said no thanks, and that's where the conversation ended. So it's not like the Eagles are shopping Goedert. It's not like they're like, dude, we're not bringing him back. Let's get something for him now. They're literally just trying to work out the contract, and that's it. Now, I'm not saying I don't want Zach Ertz back. You know, I'm saying if the choice is Goedert or Zach Ertz, you obviously have to roll with Dallas Goedert. The scenario in where you bring back Ertz and not Goedert is the blasphemous one to me. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around a situation like that. As far as tight ends are concerned, I don't see how that's favorable for the Eagles. We're talking about a tight end that they damn near let walk for nothing this season. You know, they were trying to get all these picks for him, all these how do you put it? All the compensation, some type for Ertz. And this is a guy that almost got cut for nothing. And now all of a sudden the Eagles are going to bring him back instead of Dallas Goedert. If he wants to finish his career here, Zach Ertz, they'll give him some type of favorable deal. They're not going to give him crazy money. But he's definitely not going to be brought back by himself without Goddard. That's
I'm glad
I'm off my soapbox now. That was
no, I'm glad you said what you said. Like, listen to what Vic just said. If I could clip what he had said about the, you know, negotiations between the Vikings and the Eagles, like, this isn't, for whatever reason, like, you got to see both sides.
That and they're like, Howie's just giving away God.
That's what I'm saying. No, whenever man. A player is a good, mentioning now, trade now, and rumors,
Howie
that doesn't
listens.
Mean the Eagles are shopping him.
Howie just listens to everything. He listens.
He wasn't shopping Dallas Goedert.
And this is why people around the league think highly of Howie Roseman. This is why Larry specifically thinks highly of Howie Roseman, because every single player that becomes available, whether it's a necessity or not, he checks in on and he studies other teams, he gauges the value, and then he uses it to his own benefit. And it's the same deal here when the Vikings inquired about Dallas Goedert. It's not that they were actively shopping him. It's that, okay, we'll listen to you, we'll get a gauge for his interest level, and while we're negotiating his contract, we'll keep in mind what the potential compensation could be if it doesn't work out. And that's all Howie's doing, is just retaining information. And in that regard,
job, in
he's a
word.
Smart GM. So that's it. Just research.
Doing his job, in other words.
It's just research. Nothing wrong with research, man.
What, you think he's just going to pick up the phone and be like, no, I don't care, don't talk to me?
Yeah, like if I had to put a number on it, it's 80%. I would put it 80-20. That Dallas Goedert extends during the season.
I think he'll get extended.
If not, it will be. He'll definitely be extended. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that he won't be here for the foreseeable future.
And like I had mentioned earlier, it comes down to numbers. And when I said numbers, we're talking the salary and what numbers the guy puts up this year. Like, he needs to prove he can play the majority, if not all, of the games. And he's got to – like, I think this is the year – like, we all talk about Devontae Smith, Jalen Reagor, but, like – I think this is the year, and I know Zach Ertz is still here, but that doesn't matter. This is the year where Goddard, I think, needs, and I think he will take the next step. I think he's going to get way more targets. Like, I think this is the year we finally see the leap.
So here's the question: Does he take the next step while he's still splitting snaps with Zach Ertz? Is it possible for him to take the next step if he's still splitting snaps? Because in his press conference,
when you say splitting snaps, like
he's still divided. He's not the clear tight end one. Like, if Zach Ertz wasn't here, this situation would be different if Zach Ertz wasn't here. If he wasn't here and he's just clear-cut tight end one, then you can assess him and say, okay, he's the clear tight end one. How does he perform? Does he deserve tight end one money? When he's still splitting snaps with Zach Ertz.
He's not going to get tight end one money then.
Exactly, and this is where this is why the negotiations are where they are. He believes he's tight end one money. The Eagles don't know because number one,
enough with this.
Because number one, he's not healthy. Number one, he's not healthy.
Young
and number two, he doesn't produce tight end one numbers because he's still splitting snaps with Zach Ertz.
As good as he is, too, by the way. Goddard is a great football player in so many different aspects.
We know that. As Eagles fans, of course, we know that. But do the Eagles know that? And do the Eagles think he's worth Mark Andrews money or Jonnu Smith money?
He's got to prove it.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm glad we agree.
But can he prove it while splitting time with Zach Ertz is my thing.
Yeah.
You think so?
Come on, man. This is what Sirianni was brought in
here
to do.
So if he goes, what if he goes 80 catches. No, I'll say, what if he goes 60 catches, 700 yards this year? Is that tight end one money?
Which is, what did he have last season?
Let me find it again. Hold on.
You said last 60 catches, 700 yards.
Last season, he had 46 catches, 524 yards. So this year, 60 catches, 700 yards. Does that warrant a tight end one contract? Because that's a projection of what he could get if he played full snaps.
He would have to play close to all 17 games with those numbers, in my opinion,
while splitting time with Zach Ertz, right? But I'm saying, if he stays healthy all 17 games, he splits Zach Ertz, 60 catches, 700 yards, is that enough for you to look like, okay, he's a bona fide tight end one, let's give him this contract?
Come on man, okay, all right, because he's a tight end. Those are good, like, those are solid numbers for a receiver, not a wide receiver one, but that's solid tight end.
That's solid tight end one numbers. Okay, all
right. Yeah.
Well,
considering
what the Eagles have to see.
He's not just a pass catcher, you know what I mean?
There's just so many factors into this, like, you're splitting time with Ertz, and you have to stay healthy, and you're looking around the league. Mark Andrews just got this near $60 million plus contract. There's a lot of factors rolling into this, and Dallas Goedert, noted in the conference once again that he believes he's in the top tier of tight ends, as we all believe. It's just a matter of the Eagles not sure what kind of money he deserves yet, which is why the contracts are stalling maybe, where they are.
And so. Maybe he thinks, like, maybe I took it the wrong way. Like, we don't know. We have to see this thing play out. Maybe they haven't come to an agreement because he thinks he's going to go out there and prove it. Like, he thinks he can and will.
Exactly, that's fine. If he goes out and proves it, he gets paid, and that's it. And we don't have to hear about Zach Ertz coming back with Jack Stahl at tight end.
Oh, please. Enough, guys. This is why we just made this video.
Yeah, this is it. We had to put this whole thing to rest. We got actual NFL football in 2 days, Eagles football in five days. 5 days we have Eagles football, so we're just cranking up the content. We're going to keep it going. We got previews coming up, NFL player props we'll go over, and all things like that. Appreciate everybody who watched this video. Click the bell for notifications. What else you got?
Before you send them out, listen up, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no.
Dallas versus Tampa Bay Thursday night. If when Dallas loses and starts the season off 0-1, the Eagles will be ahead in the NFC East. New thing on the Philly Pod TV YouTube. Anytime, any week, the Eagles are first place in the NFC East, I will be sitting here with this belt on my shoulder during the entire episode.
I'll have my adult belt right now,
so I don't count it.
With the Roman entrance. And you see my belt over there. Which direction is it? I can't point to it. Over here. You see my belt. That will be
the
on my
goal
shoulder.
Is to wear
when the Eagles
that
win
thing
the NFC East
Philly
this year. I'll
the
see you next Sunday
with that
with
first
the Universal
place.
Title.
Sign
him out now? Is that it? We will be there with Howler Head. And we got a surprise coming up with Howler Head. Just wait on it. Can't wait. Steven, you already know it. Don't look at me like you don't. Like, you don't know what it is. Thank you, guys. Click the bell for notifications so you know when every video, just like this one, does go live. If you're on the audio side, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, anywhere else you get your shows. 5-star reviews. Leave those ratings. Drop the comments. Drop the likes. Every single one of those that you guys do help.
Button blue.
Show. Hit the like button. Smash it. Smash
make
it.
Make it blue.
Make it blue.
Subscribe button blue.
New
too.
Video dropping tomorrow. Appreciate you guys signing off here from the Philly Pod.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.